From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. Russian forces advanced deeper into Georgian territory today, that despite a ceasefire. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice was in Paris, calling for the Russians to honor the ceasefire, and the White House dismissed what it called bluster from Moscow. Meanwhile, Russian tanks continue to occupy several major Georgian towns.
That includes Gori, a transportation hub that links the capital, Tbilisi, with the west of Georgia. And as NPR's Ivan Watson reports from just outside Gori, it was a tense day.
This morning, hundreds of Georgian police officers and soldiers assembled along the road less than 10 miles from Gori. The Georgian Interior Minister, Vane Merabishvili, sounded incredibly confident as he surveyed his men.
We have specialist engineers, and I think during 2 hours we will take control on Gori, and we will control Gori for cleaning the Gori from Russians, from Ossetians, and some other criminals.
Have you had any communication with the Russians?
Yes, we have some communication. We give them possibility to leave this territory.
Last night, Russia's military commander in Gori told journalists he planned to withdraw his forces today to allow Georgian police to return to the town. At the entrance to Gori, armed Georgian police stood alongside Russian soldiers in front of a tank, chatting in Russian. It was a remarkable sight after a bloody week of fighting. First, this Russian lieutenant said there had not been any incidents and that things were calm. He told his Georgian counterpart that the Georgians would not be allowed to enter the town. When the Georgians tried to drive in anyway, it almost turned into a firefight.
We've just watched a tense moment here where a column of Georgian trucks filled with soldiers in the back of the pickup trucks approached the Russian checkpoint. Both sides squared off, cocked their guns at each other. And the Georgians have since turned around and pulled back. The Russian soldiers are very edgy right now. And we hear heavy armor approaching. I'm watching a tank advance here and a Russian soldier running forward through the woods alongside it.
Fortunately, neither side fired a shot. A Russian officer, who identified himself only as the deputy division commander, announced simply, "We are not letting the Georgian police into the town." When asked whether more fighting could erupt, the Russian commander answered with an ominous question. If the Americans can take Baghdad, then why can't the Russians take Tbilisi? Tbilisi is the capital of Georgia. Later in the day, two armed men walked right in front of the Russian army checkpoint and proceeded to steal two cars from journalists at gunpoint. This Georgian driver named Georgi Etakvili said the carjackers were Ossetians and they were drunk. The Russians aren't the only armed group operating around Gori. Ethnic Ossetian fighters from the nearby breakaway region of South Ossetia have also been active in the area.
We're hearing an awful lot about the South Ossetian forces and how they're acting as the Russians have come south into Georgia.
Mark Garlasco is a military analyst with Human Rights Watch.
The Russian forces will come down and they'll have these paramilitary troops behind them in a variety of uniforms. And they'll just come into the towns after the Russians have swept through, and they'll be looting, killing, and burning the towns down to the ground. And it's incredibly, incredibly dangerous there for the civilian population.
Today, small groups of Georgian refugees trudged up the highway to Tbilisi, carrying their belongings in pathetic plastic bags. This Georgian woman named Katerina says Ossetian fighters poured gas on live cows and pigs and set them on fire before torching the houses in her village. Behind the lines of Russian armor, another ethnic war in the Caucasus is brewing. Ivan Watson, NPR News, at the outskirts of Gori in Georgia.